Well, take your Bible to the book of Proverbs, if you will. We're going to read chapter 8. I know it's a long chapter, but I really want to kind of focus on this. And we've talked about this characteristic many times. And it's just simply the characteristic of being wise. Okay? Being wise. And it's been mentioned many times in different sermons and different lessons and things that have been taught here in this pulpit. I'm sure not just by me, but by others before me, or perhaps even in my absence. but anyways, I think this thing of being wise and wisdom, and as we're going to talk about in the message, becoming wiser, this is something that a Christian absolutely must employ in their characteristic arsenal in their lives. So if you'll stand out of love and respect for the Word of God, you probably have read this chapter of the Bible many times. If you're like me, I try to do the Proverbs a day thing and the Proverbs that are listed in the reading schedule. So, over the course of time, I've probably read this chapter of Proverbs hundreds of times, I'm sure. And maybe you have too. But to me, it's such a fabulous example of wisdom and honing in on the characteristic of being wise that I need in my life and that you need in your life. I'll read, you follow along silently. It says, "Doth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice? She standeth in the top of high places, by the way in the places of the paths. She crieth at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in at the doors. Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of man. O ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be ye of an understanding heart. Hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing froward or perverse in them. They are all plain to him that understandeth, and right to them that findeth knowledge. Receive my instruction and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, and find out knowledge of witty inventions. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, and arrogancy, and the evil way, and the froward mouth do I hate. Counsel is mine, and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. By me kings reign and princes decree justice. By me princes rule and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness, in the midst of the paths of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning or ever the earth was. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water, before the mountains were settled, before the hills was I brought forth. While as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the depth, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he gave to the sea his decree, that the waters should not pass his commandment, when he appointed the foundations of the earth. Then I was by him, as one brought up with him. And I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in the habitable, I hate that word, habitable part of his earth. And my delights were with the sons of men. Now, therefore, hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise. Refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. For whoso findeth me, findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. But he that sinneth against me, wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death. Now, I know that was a long reading, but I thought it was very appropriate to just get the sense of what wisdom means, not only to the believer, but to God, and why we must be wise. Remember what she says here. She says, hear instruction and be wise. Be wise. That's what we need. Now, the good thing about me reading all that scripture is I won't read as much for the rest of the message. You say, why? Because we're going to run out of time. Okay, that's why. Now, I, of course, say that tongue in cheek or in jest, if you will. But we need to make sure that we are wise. I love reading that, and I did try to put a little bit of a characterization in the reading and read it with some feeling, and I don't know if I'd have won any awards in any kind of a expressive reading contest or not, but I hope that you kind of try to get the feel. And I mean, for openers, I mean, how can it get better than doth not wisdom cry and understanding put forth her voice? And even to the point where it says that they're standing on top of high places in the way of the places of the paths, crying at the gates, at the coming into the doors. And boy, I mean, does he want us to know this or what? Does he want us to hear this or what? Does he want this to be part of our lives or what? Well, yeah, absolutely paramount that we get a hold of this thing of being wise. And then, of course, as it goes through the explanation, and what a wonderful explanation, and we don't have a lot of time to just dwell on all these details. But as it kind of closes and wraps up, and just in just wonderful fashion, hear instruction and be wise. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching, now get this one, daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. You see, this thing about wisdom and being wise is not just a one-time deal. You know, kind of like salvation is. Salvation is a one-time deal. Once you're born again, you're born again. End of story. Okay? I should say beginning of story. Okay? But that part of it is done. You know what's not done? The Christian life. That's a daily thing. Okay? What does the Bible tell us? That we're supposed to take up our cross daily. All right? And if you want to, you can look back. I don't know, was it in the spring sometime? I preached a message about daily. Okay? We there's some things we need to do daily. Wisdom is one of those daily things. You know, you can know something and not practice it. You can even understand something and not practice it. So the actual practice is wise, wisdom. Okay? That's what we need. So having knowledge and having the power to discern and judge correctly, or to discriminate between what is true and what is false, and that word discriminate is not a bad word. We discriminate all the time. Okay? And it's not bad. It's not evil. You know, if it was, then they should only have one thing on the menu at the restaurant. Because some people discriminate between chicken and beef. You racist. I mean, I don't know what else I can say about that. That just is so silly. It's silly. We discriminate all the time. But we're supposed to discriminate between what is true and what is false. So guess what? There are some churches out there that are true. And there's some churches out there that are false. This week at camp, I've been able to teach about the King James Bible and why it's important to us. And you know what I had to tell those little kids? That there's a true word of God and there's a whole bunch of false words of God. And I don't even know if I would call them word of God. Because they're just books. Why? Because they're not true. There's only one that's true. And guess what? Things that are different cannot be the same. They just can't. And so we've got to discern between this. And so you got to make a judgment. So not only having this knowledge and power to discern and to discriminate and to know what's right and wrong and between what is true and proper, what is improper, being discreet, but also applying these methods. That's wisdom. That's being wise. When we choose to employ what God has given us in knowledge, in understanding, in instruction, that is wisdom. Wisdom. We need to watch daily at her gates. We need to wait at the posts of her doors. Because if we find her, we find life. If we find her, we shall obtain favor of the Lord. And if we don't, did you notice what it said in verse 36? We sin against, but he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death. There's a thing out there, I don't know a whole lot about it. I've only heard it a few times. You may have heard it. I don't know if it's an actual periodical or just an article that's written from time to time called the Darwin Awards. Have you ever heard of that before? Yeah? Okay. That's people who die really stupid in stupid ways. Okay? You know what I'm talking about? And I don't mean to laugh at someone's death. That's not what I'm talking about. But all these, it says, that hate me love death. And if you look at those circumstances in which these people die, they obviously were not wise. And that's all I'm trying to say. So, yeah. And you say, well, Pastor, what are you talking about? Well, as we read, and again, I'm not going to take the time to read all this again. There are things that we ought to do, and there are things that we ought not to do. And guess what we need to do? The things that we're supposed to do and not do the things that we're not supposed to do. You know what that is? Wise. Be wise. Hear instruction and be wise. Length of days. Long life. Blessings. Abundance. Is that okay? Yeah, that's okay. It's okay for us to live here a little while on this earth and do something great for the Lord. Why would you want to shorten it? By being a fool. And hating wisdom. And sinning against wisdom. It says you wrong your own soul. And all they that hate me love death. So, how are we going to do this? How are we going to improve this characteristic of being wise in our lives? Well, it's very simple. Hear instruction. Hear instruction. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. And it's profitable for what? For doctrine. For reproof, that's saying this is wrong. For correction, saying you are wrong. And what? Instruction in righteousness. Hear instruction. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. Wisdom and being wise comes through finding and hearing the instruction of God's word and then doing it. How do you know what to do or not to do if you won't read the book? If you won't study the book, we've been talking about that. If you won't heed the book, we need this book. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. If you want to be wise, then we need God's word. If you want to be wise, let's listen to what wisdom has to say and hear instruction. Hear instruction. We know that Paul told Timothy that from a child thou hast known the scriptures, holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. You know, the Bible tells us that the fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. Yeah. No God. That's why I call April 1st National Atheist Day. Some of you got that. Okay. I don't know if anybody else that's ever said that, but that's my term for it. April Fool's Day. That's National Atheist Day. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. What is salvation? It makes us wise unto salvation. The Word of God does. If we've known the Holy Scriptures, they're able to make us wise. You know what we need to do? We need to follow what God says about salvation and chunk the rest. This church, this church, this church, this religion, that religion, da 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 da. No, what the Bible says. Ye must be born again. For by grace are ye saved through faith. We understand that this is what salvation is. It comes from the Word of God. It's able to make us wise unto salvation. We need to hear instruction. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. This is where our instruction comes from. Not from a man, not from a church, not from a religion, not from this or that, but from this book. And that's why I'm a Bible-believing Baptist. You see, that Bible part's important. And thankfully, that name Baptist is representative of following this book. We need to make sure that we're following this book, that we're reading it, that we're hearing it, that we're heeding it, that it's part of our life. We're receiving instruction. Solomon told his son about his father David and said, he taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words. Keep my commandments and live. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Forget it not. Neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Not only did he say get it, he says this, exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. She shall give thine head an ornament of grace, and a crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. Boy, hear. Hear instruction, wisdom says. So if we're going to be wise as a believer in Christ, we need to open our ears and hear. Hear. How many times does Scripture say, he that hath the ear to hear, let him hear. We need to hear. We need to be wise. We need to hear instruction. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. That's why we need to search the scriptures. That's why we need to study to show ourselves approved unto God. That's why we need to make sure this word, this book here, is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. That's why we need to meditate on it. That's why we need to think on these things. That's why we need to have them a part of our lives. And as Solomon said, we need to retain them. And we need to embrace them. And we need to exalt it in our lives. And as it says in Deuteronomy, we need to write it upon our hearts. And we need to put it on our doorposts and all over our house. And it just needs to be all over the place. Why? To hear instruction and be wise. That brings me to the next part. She says, hear instruction and be. Be. You know what that means? Do it. Be wise. Not just know how to be wise. Not just understand about it. Not just gather it all in to the storehouse and then not do anything about it. You know what James said about that? We're supposed to be what? Doers of the word, not hearers only. Yeah, hear instruction. I'm all for that. Wisdom even said, hear instruction, comma. Not hear instruction, period. Come on now, right? Hear instruction, comma, and be. Hearers of the word and doers. This man shall be blessed in his deed. Not the one that just hears, but the one that hears and does. That's what we need in our lives. I love just reading through Proverbs. It says, reprove not a scorner, lest he hate thee. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love thee. You know what that is? Doing. A wise man feareth, and departeth from evil. What is that? Doing. What does a fool do? But the fool rageth, and is confident. The wrath of a king is as messengers of death, but a wise man will pacify it. That's doing. A reproof entereth more into a wise man than into 100 stripes into a fool. A wise man scaleth the city of the mighty and casteth down the strength of the confidence thereof. A wise man is strong, yea, a man of knowledge increaseth strength. A fool uttereth all his mind, but a wise man keepeth it in till afterwards. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. That's in James chapter 3. The Bible tells us that we're to be wise. Jesus said that the wise man was the one who would hear the sayings of mine and doeth them. I will liken him unto a wise man. So what am I asking tonight? I'm asking if you're going to hear instruction and be wise. Be wise. Are we going to do to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin? We need to be wise. Many of us probably know more of the Bible than we're actually practicing. And I'm including myself in this. Okay? So I'm not preaching at you. All right, I should just go sit down here and speak this way, and that way we could all participate together. Because that's how I really feel about it. This is something we all need in our lives. Being wise. So not only do we need to hear instruction and be wise, but we need to do this last part. Look at verse 33 one more time. Hear instruction and be wise, and refuse it not. Wow. Such a simple verse. But what's such a deep truth? Hear instruction, and be wise, and refuse it not. God's word is the source. And if you will, God is the source. And we know what to do. We just need to do it. We need to not just be hearers only, but doers of the work. We know that God says, and whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man. We know that we're supposed to be this kind of Christian. And we need to refuse it not. Don't say no to God and his word. Don't say, well, I know that's the way it is, but I don't want to. Or I don't have to. Or that's not for me. That's for so-and-so. Come on. You ever sit in a church service and the preacher's preaching and you're like, oh, so-and-so needs this message. Come on, be honest. Don't raise your hand. I'm guilty of that. And then the Holy Spirit slaps him upside the head and says, you dummy, you need it too. Refuse it not. Don't choose to be a fool. Don't choose to do foolish things. Don't choose to quench the Spirit of God as He's poking you and prodding you, saying, don't do that. I'm doing it anyways. Leave me alone. Go away. You say, Christians don't do that to the Holy Spirit. Oh, yeah? We do. We shouldn't. Refuse it not, she says. Hear instruction and be wise. Refuse it not. Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Thou through thy commandments hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. You know what that is? Refuse it not. Accept it wholeheartedly. Solomon tells his son in chapter 1, a wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. You know what that word shall attain means? It means you're not going to refuse it. You're going to accept it. You're going to attain unto it. You're going to receive it, as was mentioned in Proverbs chapter 4. We know that a wise man will receive instruction. I love what it says. I already read verse 8 to you. But in Proverbs chapter 9, in verses 9 and 10, it says, give instruction to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. Are we supposed to grow in grace? Yes, we are. Are we supposed to learn and meditate and memorize and hide God's word in our heart? Yes, we are. We're supposed to receive it. We're supposed to attain unto it. We're supposed to hearken unto it. We're supposed to live by it. We're supposed to make it our all in all. We're supposed to make it our everything. And that is being wiser. That is growing in wisdom. And that is the opposite of refusing it. You need to accept it, not push it away. We need to push away sin, like Job. Be a righteous man and eschew evil. Push it away. Be an evil repellent. And be a wisdom attractant. Receive it. Be wiser. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. You understand that God wants us to have wisdom. He wants us to be successful. He wants us to practice these things. These aren't just suggestions. They're commands. We need them in our lives. So very simple outline tonight. Hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not. Refuse it not. When we're given the choice, accept wisdom. She's crying. She's calling out. And she says, Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. For whoso findeth me, findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death. One quick illustration from the scriptures. Paul in Colossians wrote to the church, and in verse 1 he says this, he says, for, in chapter 2, he says, for I would that ye knew what great conflict I have for you and for them at Laodicea. Interesting. You've heard that name, right? Laodicea, Laodicea. What does that mean? Paul says, hey, I've got this conflict. And I have some instruction. And for sake of time, I'm not going to read the rest of the verses. But he wants them to be receive Christ and be rooted up and built up in him, established in the faith of human abounding. And he's got this burden for this church. He loved the people at Colossae. And he loved the people at Laodicea. Fast forward to the book of Revelation and to the letters to the seven churches that John was writing. And in verse 14 of chapter 3, he says, and unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. And anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. And as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him, and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. What is this an example of? Hearing instruction, being wise, and refusing it not. What did the church of Laodicea hear? Instruction. And at some particular point in time, perhaps they were what? Wise. But what was the end result? What did they choose? They choose to push it away. That we don't need this. Christian, we do need this. We need to repent. We need to turn from that. And we need to become wiser.